This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on this Wednesday morning. It's going to be a wet Wednesday morning, but don't worry about it. We'll keep you occupied for the next 4 hours. John Johnson in for Al Morgani. Al had Flyers duties last night alongside Rhea Hughes.
Good morning, Rhea.
Ava Graham is here. Joe Wechter is here. It is a Ross Tucker Wednesday.
Yes.
Can't wait to talk to Ross at the top of the hour. Boy, we have a lot of things to get into this morning. There's we all know what's going to happen this weekend. But there's a massive game tonight in South Philadelphia. Nice appetizer before Sunday. Joel Embiid versus Ben Simmons.
Maybe.
We'll get into that later in the show.
Joel.
A San Francisco player, yes, of the 49ers, is in trouble with the law. May not play on Sunday. We'll get into that shortly. We have the prize wheel, and I'll fill you in on what the prize wheel topic is in just a moment. Rhea, however, I am sensing something. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. So listening to this very radio station, ever since the Eagles' victory Saturday night over the Giants 38-7, many callers and some of our colleagues here, hosts, already have the Eagles in the Super Bowl. I mean, they're there already. It's already
winning the NFC Championship game.
Well, no, that's already happened. Listen, it's a foregone conclusion. They've already won it. They've made their plans for Arizona, when in fact there is still a game to be played. Now, let me just make it clear. There is no reason not to be confident. You're the number one seed. You dismantled the Giants last week. But this is, by far, the biggest challenge they have faced all season. You would agree with that, right?
Well, yeah, it's the NFC Championship game.
But in terms of quality of the opponent, this is by far their biggest challenge.
It's the one that everybody was pointing to, kind of around mid-season.
These are the two best teams all year long, and it happens that they're going to meet up to represent the conference in the Super Bowl, which is wonderful from that perspective.
There's a very simple reason why people feel so good about it.
Why is that?
Well, two. One, it's home. That makes a huge difference.
Okay.
You know, they played a day later, the 49ers, and they've got to fly here.
And they've
got to
fly here. They have to fly here from the West
Coast. So they lose a day, you know, in the air.
They lose a day in the air. I mean, there's a way to compensate that when you have this much time in between games as opposed to, you know,
however, it's very simple for me.
What's that?
The Eagles have Jalen Hurts and they have Brock Purdy.
Well, hold on a minute. Before we get into all the details of that, this is why when I speak of overconfidence, or the Eagles have already won, the game hasn't happened yet. This is the first time the Eagles are facing a team that almost matches with them offensively. And San Fran did it with three different quarterbacks. This is the first time the Eagles are facing a team that can almost match them defensively. San Fran has owned.
I don't think they can match them defensively. Not along the defensive line.
Maybe not
and
along
Bosa,
the defensive. Bosa has 18 and a half sacks.
The Eagle. And what does Hassan Reddick have? 16? 17?
I forget what it is.
17 maybe?
And yeah, slightly less.
Three others have joined him in the double-digit category of sacks.
Who has the advantage at linebacker?
Oh, they do.
They do.
Oh, yeah, so, no question.
When I say talent-wise, overall.
Eagles have the advantage in the secondary.
They have the advantage in the secondary. San Fran has owned the turnover battle this season. That's one of the reasons they've been so successful. And for the first time,
it's easy when you're playing Dak Prescott.
For the first time, this Eagles coaching staff is facing an opponent, coaching staff wise, that plays chess, not checkers. Like Kyle Shanahan and his crew are very good. There's a reason they are where they are.
They're also timid.
Losing.
They don't take chances.
They are more reserved. Yes, yeah. You're absolutely right. They go with the, at times they go with the more obvious decision.
Weren't
versus
you shocked
the out of the
by some of the decisions they made in that game? Punting.
Yes, and I wonder how much of that plays into the quarterback, perhaps being a rookie, some other factors, which we'll certainly get into. But one thing I have noticed catching up and watching a handful of San Francisco games and playing catch up this past week, they can adjust in the moment with a offensively or defensively, unlike a lot of the Eagles' opponents where it takes an entire half or they're just unable to adjust. And because they have so much talent, it's one of the reasons they were the number two seed in the NFC. Now, nothing about this game, in my opinion, is going to be easy. I have the utmost confidence in my Eagles, don't get me wrong, but what I have heard, in my opinion, Rhea, it's crazy.
What's crazy?
The overconfidence. Like
you have the best team in the NFL. Why shouldn't you be confident? This is the same thing that I dealt with last week. Mm-hmm. When everybody, I was shocked driving in. I didn't realize that you, Ram, had actually picked the Giants. He is an idiot.
Well, I mean, he's also, you know, we're still debating whether he's human. I believe he runs on motor oil.
We're not sure about that. But everybody was scared of the Giants, and there was no reason. The Eagles were far superior. I'm not saying the Eagles are far superior to the 49ers, mm-hmm. but you should be confident. You have the best team in the NFL.
All right,
NFL.
How about this? Lack of respect for the 49ers.
Well, that
maybe that's more proper. Lack of respect to the point where I've heard some of our colleagues here in other day parts, you know, it's like, what are you doing for Arizona? I don't know. I'm already looking at restaurants. It's like, hello, can we play Sunday first before we can start planning these things? That's a huge problem.
I don't think it's a problem. I think it's a good thing.
See this, and again, the Eagles are the number one seed, as Rhea pointed out. They're 14-3.
They have Jalen Hurts.
Now 15-3. They have Jalen Hurts. They have a team with four players who had double-digit sacks, first team ever in the history to do that. Greatest wide receiver tandem in franchise history for a single season. So there's so many things pointing.
And they're going to feast on Sunday, I
you
believe.
Think so?
I think that's got to be the game plan.
This is going to be an interesting show this morning. Question for one and all. Rhea has no problem with the feeling of overconfidence. Like, you should be.
I don't
think
it's overconfidence.
All right. Well, I'm curious how everybody's thoughts. Are you sensing overconfidence going into Sunday? I am. And that doesn't mean I feel the Eagles are going to lose. I don't want anyone to overlook said opponent thinking they've already punched their ticket. Now, we should also note, as we start the show, there is a player on the 49ers that is currently in the news for all the wrong reasons. Charles Omenihu, who is a very good defensive end for San Fran, reportedly committed a crime yesterday. Mike Garofalo broke the news.
Yesterday afternoon, Charles Omenihu's girlfriend called police to respond. By the way, San Jose Police was the responding police department, and she claims that he threw her down during an argument. Officers did not observe any visible injuries, but she did complain of arm pain. She refused medical treatment, so Omenihu was arrested on a suspicion of misdemeanor domestic violence. The 49ers said they are aware of the situation and gathering facts. So no indication regarding his status for this weekend's NFC Championship game to this point.
So, Rhea, we don't know yet, but according to this report, mm-hmm. he celebrated a playoff win by reportedly pushing around his girlfriend. Yeah. Sounds like a swell guy.
Yes, he does.
Yeah. So, we don't know yet the status of him, but he is impactful. He's had many sacks this season for San Fran. He's part of their defensive rotation. So if he was not there, it's
well, he hasn't been charged. He was arrested, but not charged.
He was arrested.
That's how they'll get away with it.
Reading the police report, he posted bail, and as of right now, there doesn't appear to be.
I had to give her an emergency protection order.
Yeah, that's kind of a big deal. My first reaction after saying low life, you know, there's no way he plays on Sunday, but as of right now, he will. I don't understand how that's possible. 215-592-9494. Ooh, it's Wednesday. Prize wheel. Even though yesterday, 10 a.m., Rhea, it was a needle in a haystack, shot in the dark.
Tickets.
If you had a laptop, your cell phone, a tablet, an iPad, you pulled out all your electronic devices in hopes. Is that what it was, 2,000 tickets?
That's what I think. Oh, I think that was the only thing that was available.
65,000 seats at Lincoln Financial Field for the NFC Championship game. Roughly around 2,000 were available for purchase. Well, so as you can imagine, it was an impossible ticket to get for almost everyone. Well, I figured, you know, Prize Wheel Wednesday. Why not? With that in mind, go back to any point in time. Could be a sporting event. Could be a concert. It could be something in history. If you were able to buy tickets for an event in history, what would it be? Get your spin on the prize wheel. Look at some of these prizes we have this morning. We got a $50 Visa gift card to Hand and Stone Massage and Facial Spa. Ooh, we got the Eagles It's a Philly Thing beanie.
I gave it to my mailman yesterday.
The beanie?
Yeah, the beanie. He's very happy.
You have a good rapport with your mailman?
Oh, God, yes. He's always got a smile on his face.
I feel it's like an odd relationship to have, isn't it? It's one way.
With my Judy doesn't care, but with my previous dogs, you know, every day they were just racing towards the door, losing their minds. I'm like, didn't catch them again.
An apologetic relationship that you had.
No, because they were never getting out the door. Judy pays no attention. She's too busy sleeping.
Well, one of our many prizes is that Philly Thing beanie. We got gift cards to Boston Market. We got WIP prize pack, Captain Chuckie's, Philly Pretzel Factory, which we know Rhea Hughes loves. I'm not sure if you're going to be eating any Philly soft pretzels today.
The lower braces on yesterday. It's not been a good time. A lot of soup.
So
I just want to let people know, I said to John Johnson this morning, I'm so hungry because all I had yesterday was soup because I got the bottom braces on. He goes, I got some cashews if you want them.
Well, clearly I'm an idiot, so.
Just give me something harder.
Please put that as the disclaimer first. Yeah, I also have some almonds if you like some almonds.
Thank you, yes.
All right, let's head to the phones. Gary's on WIP. What's up, Gary?
Hey, morning, John. Morning, Rhea. How are you?
Morning. Oh, what's up, Gary?
Oh, everything's good, you know, Johnny. You're not confident?
No. Here's the thing, Gary. You have every right to be confident. We know what the Eagles did in the regular season. We know what Jalen Hurts did, among other players. Having said that, this is the toughest matchup they have had to face all season. I don't mean just because it's the NFC Championship game, but because of the quality of the opponent. And it certainly appears by many indications that most have already punched their ticket before the game is even played.
Vacation in Arizona. It's the perfect time.
Wait a minute, Gary. Where are you?
I'm in Pennsylvania.
All right. Are you planning your vacation already for Arizona? Is that what you're trying to tell me?
There's a slight possibility.
Oh man. All right. Well, hold on. Slight possibility. Does that mean you are waiting until you see the final score on Sunday before you try to make said reservations?
That, and I have connections out there, so.
Oh, no, but you are speaking my language now. You are not going to go overboard like many have. They already have their reservations, and they have their hotel, and they're trying to secure Super Bowl tickets at this moment in time. The game hasn't been played yet. You, Gary, are waiting to officially know whether they're in or not before you do so.
Right. I have family out there, so I got places to stay.
Oh, that's a huge bonus, too, having family out there.
That's a real big bonus. But now you mentioned something about don't disrespect the Niners.
Yeah.
What about all the disrespect the Eagles got all year long?
Fair point. Very fair. They always were the second, third, fourth, fifth story in the NFL each and every week, even though they had the best record the entire way. You're right.
Exactly. I mean, it's you know, I don't know. I think it's going to be a really good game. And you know, you're in a conference championship. You want the two best teams.
As much as the build-up for Dallas would have been tremendous, I'm actually more excited that it's Eagles-Niners because, as you said, it's the two best teams squaring off to represent the conference, which is awesome.
But you're forgetting one thing.
What's
that? You got one major fact in this game.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way in hell a seventh-round rookie is coming into the league and winning.
Oh, I'm glad. You know, Gary, I'm going to give you a spin first. I'm going to get into that. Gary, you are guaranteed a prize. If you had the ability to purchase tickets for any event in history, what would it be?
I'm going back to Miracle on Ice.
The Miracle, 1980, Lake Placid. That would be a wonderful choice. Get you a spin on the prize wheel. Number six, Gary, congratulations. You won, Philadelphia Eagles, It's a Philly Thing beanie, which you can purchase at any Philadelphia Eagles pro shop.
When the Eagles were in the NFC Championship game against Arizona, 10, 11 years ago?
2009?
Maybe, yeah. I actually purchased a flight before the game to Florida because I believe it was...
Was that the Miami?
It was either Miami or Tampa. I think it was Tampa where the Super Bowl was going to be. And then I had to switch it to my spring training flight. It was very disappointing.
Well, at least you were able to, you know, get credit and move it to something else.
I was looking at hotels. You know, I had everything planned.
Well, good thing it wasn't in Phoenix.
No.
You know, I mean, then you would have been like, oh, okay, let's go see the desert.
Yeah.
and just wallow, you know. Rich in Harrisburg's on WIP. Hey, Rich.
How you doing?
Doing good, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing fine, and yeah, I'm looking forward to that Arizona game. Let me tell you, I think we're going to get past this one. We're going to get past it really well.
Now, hold on there, Rich. This is the conversation I was expecting to have. There are many fans like yourself who are, you know, they're going to beat the San Francisco 49ers, and they're going to be in the Super Bowl. Do you think, as a result, we are lacking respect for what the Niners are capable of?
No, I don't think so. I think that we really have to give them credit for being where they are, and that they have a quarterback that has defied the odds and made a really good game of it for his team.
Now, Richard,
we can't be overconfident, but I think we've got the people that can do it. We've got the people that get it into the backfield, and I think that's the ticket for the game.
Rich, how much of this confidence? We know what their regular season record was. But how much of this confidence stems with how they beat the Giants? Stems from?
Oh, a lot.
And that's reasonable.
This leads into one of my concerns.
Yeah, the Giants aren't on the same level as the 49ers.
They're a patsy.
We know that.
The Giants are a patsy. The Eagles had the advantage over every possible roster position to manhandle the Giants. And it's not to take away what the coaching staff did and all, but it was so incredibly lopsided for a number of reasons. I don't want that to impede the vision of Eagles fans into thinking San Fran will be along the same lines. Rich, did you have a trivia question?
No, but look what the Washington team, look what they did with the Washington team, because
yeah.
I don't know what it was. And I don't know if you guys figured that out either.
Rich, did you have a trivia question?
Well, I do.
What's that?
Basically, it's not a trivia question. What it is a riddle for you guys. And I think it's an original riddle. And I think that it's something that a real Philadelphian would find fairly easy.
All right. What is it?
Okay. And you got to think, this comes from an 86-year-old blind guy, former Inquirer reporter who grew up in Manayunk.
Oh, nice.
All right. This will be good.
Okay. What do the Philadelphia String Bands and the Philadelphia Eagles have in common?
They're both going to go down Broad Street?
Well, I'm hoping that, but I'm saying what do they have in common right now?
Now, hold on a minute, Rich. Do we have audio to support to aid with this trivia? What's our audio clue?
Hungry dogs run faster, and that's the scene.
So you're going to have a Kelsey in the Mummers outfit? Is that what you're trying to tell me, Rich?
That's what I'm saying. But what do they have most in common?
What's that? I give up.
Okay, now just think of this.
Mm-hmm.
Picture those string bands going down Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what kind of sound do you hear?
It's the banjo that they generally use.
But the Philadelphians really know the sound better.
Yeah,
gold and slippered. What's the other instruments you hear?
I give up. Tell me, Rich. Tell us, Rich.
Okay. The thing they have most in common is that they both have lots of sax players.
damn it.
But
we need a rim shot on that one. Rich, that was a good one. I didn't realize there was such a punchline. That's Rich. Rich, let me get you a prize. You can purchase tickets to any event in history. What would it be?
I think it would be the last Super Bowl.
Oh, the Eagles Super Bowl?
There you go.
In Minnesota. Yeah, I'll get you a spin on the wheel. Hang in there, Rich. I thought you were going to go another route there in history. Number four, congratulations. You won a pair of tickets to the Philadelphia Auto Show, which is the 28th through February 5th at the Philadelphia Convention Center. Tickets are available at phillyautoshow.com. 215-592-9494. Everyone hold. Hang tight. We're going to get to your calls also. On the other side, even though the Eagles had the best record in the entire NFL this season, trounced their first opponent, the 49ers are better at the most important position. Stay tuned for that. It's 619.